This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Diana, D-I-A-N-A, last name Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T-T. Her date of birth is May 18, 1951. Patient seen for Dr. Agarwal, A-G-A-R-W-A-L, New Paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. Mrs. Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, is 70-year-old female who does not smoke or drink. She is allergic to codeine. She works at SAMS, S-A-M-S. The patient came here for establishing a hematologist and also advice on blood thinners. New paragraph. History of present illness. Patient developed blood clots in leg in 2018, initially on the left, after a few months on the right. Since then, she has been on blood thinners. However, in 2019, when she was off of it, she developed pulmonary embolism requiring hospitalization in ICU in Waxahachie, W-A-X-A-H-A-C-H-I-E, Waxahachie, Texas, where upon discharge she was placed on warfarin. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of hypertension for last few years. History of hyperlipidemia. She also had a total abdominal hysterectomy for prolapse uterus in past, and she had cataract surgery in December of last year. She used to see Dr. Rani Enabrasu, who put her on Xarelto, but then she was switched to warfarin. New paragraph. Her current medications includes warfarin 5 mg, carvedilol 12.5 mg, spironolactone 25 mg, crestor 20 mg, Euthrox, E-U-T-H-R-O-X 50 microgram, Nexium 20 milligram, and Zyrtec and vitamin C. Physical exam, she is 70-year-old, 5'6" tall, weighing 180, blood pressure 159/80, ICNT unremarkable, lymph nodes negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, recent pulmonary embolism and history of DVT. Diagnosis 2, history of hypertension. Diagnosis 3, history of hyperlipidemia. New paragraph. Recommendations. We'll go ahead and redraw the blood for PT and INR, CBC, CMP, and lipids. We'll continue warfarin at 5 mg and change it if required once PT and INR is available. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation, Elliot Diana. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Agarwal in Gainesville. Thank you.